Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning in again to another episode of Hawk Talk. I have here with me today Principal Darren Siemens and Principal Dave Erickson. Thank you both for coming in and talking today about our school board meeting summary. Thank you guys so much.
You bet.
Thanks, Joel.
Awesome. Okay, so we're just going to get right into it. You know, you guys called the meeting to order. You know, you did the confirmation of agenda and your approval of minutes. And then also, too, you know, you went over your consideration of bills, which is just a routine thing that you guys go through. And there were some financial reports that were next on that list. Anything notable from those items at all?
You know, again, nothing really jumping out. You know, there's an opportunity here for Mr. Erickson. I'm going to let him talk about some elementary basketball uniforms that he spearheaded. So that was kind of on there and jumped out because it was a pretty good amount of money that was raised and the purchase was quite high. Okay. So that was something that kind of caught people's eyes and needed a little bit more explanation because they didn't know what the purchase was for. So I'll kind of let Mr. Erickson explain that, though, because it was on his side and he kind of. Well, he did, and not kind of. You spearheaded the fundraising for that. So go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we, for many years, we've been kind of looking at the elementary program, the boys and the girls. Mm-hmm. The season gets done on a Thursday, and then Friday, the parents had to wash up the uniforms and then give them to the boys. They've shared. So we decided that we would look at purchasing some new uniforms through the Graphic Attic.
Oh, nice.
So we got a quote, and I reached out to the West River Regional Health Center. I reached out to the JCs, and then we also reached out to the Clothes Closet.
Nice.
And we were able to order up 70 uniforms, and the West River Health Services, we got some money through helping a little bit. We had a bunch of kids show up with their parents and help do some pulling of weeds, some basic maintenance around there, and they made a nice donation towards the purchase. The JCs also made a very nice purchase toward or amount towards the purchase. So I want to thank them. And then the Clothes Closet, they were able to give us the rest of the monies that we needed.
Wow.
So I want to thank all those entities and then also the Clothes Closet. You know, we like to, the Graphic Attic. We want to thank them because we wanted to stay local. And you know, they pay taxes here and they do a nice job. We were able to get them within a couple weeks and they turned out very nice. So that's where that was. We did have a substantial check written, but every penny was raised. And I want to thank those entities that gave us money towards those.
That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. So next thing that we were having in this list here was before I go any further, did we have anything else in the financial or activities report that we needed to go
nothing,
over?
No, nothing really big there. You know, it's just it's an opportunity to check where Mrs. Ebert does a good job of breaking all the different line items down. Mm-hmm. So you can check and say, okay, you know, we're coming up on half of the year, academic year being done. Does the budget represent that same percentage?
The
you know, where point. Are we at? Have we spent 24%? Have we spent, you know, and again, in some areas, we've spent more, of the, you know, we're 80% in like one line item because of some of the things we've done out back to make it safer for where the buses are and things like that. But overall, you know, things are looking good. Mm-hmm. Budget-wise, it's nice to be looking at holiday season coming up here and we're not deep into the budget. So things are looking good there.
Fantastic. So that kind of covers up the consideration of bills and the financial report for the November 15th board meeting. Now let's move into miscellaneous business, which is superintendent and secondary principal report. So anything notable from that?
Yeah, I'll just kind of quick touch on some of my stuff a little bit more in depth than at the meetings because, the board members get this ahead of time and it's more of a Q&A type of a situation, but it's nice just to get this information out. So some of the stuff that I talked about is, of course, you know, we do have music concerts coming up. The 7th through 12th concert is on December 18th. That's at 7 p.m. in the Robert Shrinky Auditorium. You know, so again, we invite people of the community to come. That's not just for parents of. Those kids do an awesome job. Mrs. Ehlers does a great job with those kids. It's a beautiful, beautiful concert. We have very talented kids. So if you want to come and partake in that, the doors will be open roughly around 6:40 or so that night.
And actually, that children's choir is growing.
It is. And I'm gonna leave that for Mr. Erickson because that's on his side of the building, and I don't want to speak for him. But he's got great stuff that he'll talk about with the concert as well. But again, the 7th through 12 is the night of December 18th. Some of the other things we've talked about is, you know, we are winter season's coming. So the school is kicking around some different opportunities and some different procedural things we'll do if we have to take an extended snow break or snow days over maybe 2 or 3 days. And the reason why we're doing that is we want to comp some time, but by no means is it going to be that the kids would have a full day session online or things like that. And again, I'm going to speak to the junior high and high school side of things, is that with their K-12 email accounts, we have access to Teams.
Yep.
The kids do a great job of accessing that. What we would do is we would post small snippets of information that would allow the kids to go deeper into a concept that maybe the teachers did, or maybe introduce something that we're going to cover when they get back. Yep. It wouldn't necessarily be due while they're at home during the snow, because we know how it is. I mean, one, if we're gone for an extended snow break, we might not even have power. And then if we're lucky enough to have power, our kids are typically out helping people, their neighbors, dig out. Mm-hmm. And if they're on the farm or ranch, they're doing that work. So it's just an opportunity that we will post some things that'll have some pretty soft due dates on the 7 through 12 side. And again, I'll let Mr. Erickson talk about the plan for the K-6. Just a reminder, the end of the first semester is coming up on December 21st. So, you know, we're getting to the end of that period there. Our kids are doing a activity right now where they're doing that food drive. Mm-hmm. That ends next Tuesday. Other than that, the outside pool deck, that's kind of always a hot topic, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we have contracted with local contractor, David Perrell Construction, and they are going to do cement work out there. But of course, because we're late in the season, that's going to get pushed off until the spring. So we're hoping to have that finished in May. And then we have Kurt Drolls and his team are doing some work out there as well. So, and then at that point, when that's done, we'll also hopefully have everything else finished up inside, all the punch list items for the inside the pool. So we'll be looking at holding a grand opening or grand reopening at the end of May.
Gotcha. When all these items are done. Yep. So, and those outside items you're talking about, I mean, what details do we know as far as?
We're keeping the retaining wall that's out there from the original building when the pool was built back in 69, 70, something like that. Because it is still structurally sound. We've even had Mike Marion check it out. And Mike was like, yep, this thing is still good. So it'll have a new surface on top of there. There will not be an outside kiddie pool. It's all going to be more of a deck. And then we're going to have lighting, and we're going to have electrical options. So you can have that space, and you can have access to those types of deals. Okay. And then we have 5 different locations where we'll have some umbrellas set up, some heavy duty umbrellas. That'll be more kind of like what you see at some of these rec centers in the bigger towns and stuff like that. So it'll be a nice usable space, whether you want to do it in tangent with something you're doing in the pool, or maybe you just want that space, whether it's a class reunion or a family reunion or something like that.
You want to do something outside?
Yeah, exactly. You want to bring the grill up and do a little barbecue or something. We'll have that space available for people in the community.
Okay. Awesome.
So that's kind of the end of my stuff. There are some things we're moving forward with the big gym. I'm going to kind of wait on that, though, until we get closer to we'll do a separate podcast with Mr. Kohler and then some of the individuals that have donated some money to that project. So I'm going to leave that until we get closer to that project being finalized. So
absolutely.
That's all I had.
So that kind of finishes it out.
That's mine.
Secondary principal. But what about the elementary side? What do we need to know?
Well, we're pretty excited, Mr. J. We have a student teacher coming in starting on January 8th. She's going to be teaching in the 4th grade with Miss Anger, and her name is Sydney Schauer. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people in the area probably know her dad. He was a longtime coach, and he still is down there as an AD from the Faith area.
Oh,
so we're excited about that. She did come and tour about a week ago. She was excited. She got to meet the kids. She was amazed at how big our school is. And everybody that comes and tours, they're amazed at how many different levels we have.
Oh, we got levels.
We do. And she was able to get back to our starting point. But we're excited about that on January 8th. She'll be here about a 12-week experience. So that's exciting. When you have student teachers that want to come to your school, that means that you're doing a few things right. So
absolutely.
We'll definitely look forward to that. Mr. Siemens touched on the 7 through 12 aspect of distance learning. Mm-hmm. The elementary will look a little bit different. We know that there aren't a lot of families, we found out from COVID, that they don't even have internet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to do a lot of Teams if you don't have that internet access. With that being said, we are still going to post on our Teams communication avenues with the parents.
Yep.
But each teacher in K through six is going to have packets ready, mm-hmm, in advance of a possible storm. You know, we'll listen to Kevin Lawrence or all the other amateur meteorologists out there.
Yeah.
And we will then prepare for that. So we will send a packet home. Mm-hmm. So there will be some work for them to do. We know, just like Mr. Siemens said, there's a lot of kids that are on the farm. They're going to be out shoveling, hey, checking on the cattle. We mm-hmm understand that, but we will still have some type of academic mm-hmm work for them, in K through six in that packet form.
Awesome. And one thing to kind of piggyback off of that topic with not only yours, but especially even the 7 through 12 side, as if you're a parent and you're listening and if your student isn't sure on what their login is, it would be a great idea now to contact your teacher or someone at the office and we'll help you. We'll get you figured out. We'll get you logged in. And also it'd be a good idea to practice logging in at home right now before all this happens. So just
absolutely
a quick note there.
That's a great point. And, you know, and we had talked a couple weeks ago, Mr. J, about the other avenue of communicating with parents, and through Teams is another way that that you can do that.
Awesome.
So we have a gal by the name of Deb Thur out of Dickinson. She works with the NDSU education area. She's been coming down and working with our paraprofessionals on a topic called conscious discipline. Mm. She's going to be at our school three different times. We like to include our paras in our professional development, but sometimes it's difficult to find avenues for them. Mm-hmm. So it went over very well. She did that last week. And again, two more times she'll be coming down, and we're really excited about that.
Awesome.
The elementary Christmas concert we talked about. I'm glad you brought up children's choir.
Yeah.
Pretty proud of that one. We're up to about 51 students. We actually have to practice in the big gym.
Yeah, because there's not enough room.
Our music room is too small.
Wow.
And the other thing that we did 2 years ago is we were able to get children's choir within the daily schedule. In the past, we've had it before school. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our students that are late risers, as well as those that live out in the country, were not able to participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a huge task for them. So now we do it Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8:05 to 8:25.
Which is great because, you know, the classroom teacher is giving that time to those kids to be able to leave and take care of that. That's
yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. Our third through sixth grade teachers gave up some of their time. They do have some of the kids that are not in children's choir. Mm-hmm. That is a chance for them to do some organizational skills, to maybe do some IXL or some other homework maybe that they did not get finished. So it's nice. Not just downtime. They are actually doing something within that time. But yes, gotcha. We were pretty glad about that. So getting back to the concert, it will be on Wednesday, December 13th at 1:30 in the Roberts Rinke Auditorium. Okay. Like usual, we'll probably try to do some kind of fundraising, maybe an ice cream social or something. We will do like we did in the past. We allow the students to leave after the concert, but we always ask that you please let them get back to their classroom first, because it's hard to do a head count in the big gym, and all of a sudden you just take your kid and run. So we mm-hmm. still have them go back to their classroom. Yep. We let the teachers know, and we'll also let the buses know as well.
Okay.
So that'll be, again, on Wednesday, December 13th at 1:30.
All right.
So with that being said, I guess the other thing is our Thanksgiving dinner's coming up at the school the 21st. I've reached out to the school board members, the Adams County Sheriff Department, to help serve that. So I'm going to start getting some specific times that they'll be there. Mm-hmm. That's always a big one. And just like always, we invite the public. We sent out a sheet for all K through six and said, hey, if you have a guest or guests coming, just give us a head count.
Of course.
So if you have not sent that back, please do that. Mm-hmm. We usually prepare for about 40 extra. Well, if those 40 don't show up or all of a sudden we get 60, you know, it's a little bit tough to serve if we just don't have any food left.
Yeah.
And it's quite a spread that they got. They got all the fixings with the turkey. Of course, my favorite, the pumpkin dessert.
There you go.
So we have to follow certain guidelines. One day out of the year, we kind of tweak those a little bit.
Okay.
And I think we're allowed to do that. And we do that during that Thanksgiving
dinner.
That's
a great time to be doing that. Absolutely.
It's awesome to see the parents and grandparents and anybody else come in and share share lunch with the kids that day. And and it gives the lunch ladies a little bit of a way to kind of, hey, this is what we do, and kind of see. And they like to see the board members. They love to see the sheriff's office as well. So that's what we got coming up down the road.
Awesome. So that sounds like that kind of concludes the elementary principal report. And
I mean, we've got some grants out there we're applying for. As we get those, we'll definitely update. Looking at some different things within the kitchen and other places. But as those come in, we will definitely update the public.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. So then next thing coming down the list is our athletic director report. Anything specifically in the athletic director report that you guys saw in the school board meeting?
There was nothing that really jumped out at me. You know, it's that time of the year to where we're kind of transitioning from fall sports to winter sports. So Mr. Kohler had an update on numbers for the different sports and things of that nature. So we want to congratulate the kids. They had a great fall season. The volleyball team did good. Third in regionals. Mm-hmm. You know, the football boys, they played their butts off and whatnot. So, and then we're just getting ramped up for winter. I know some of the girls basketball have started. The wrestling has started. I think the boys team is going to be starting here after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to those things. You know, otherwise, Mr. Erickson, was there anything that jumped out at you?
He updated on the new regions, surprise, surprise, with football.
Yeah.
You know, every year it seems like we, you know, and when we have a home game that's 3.5 hours, or excuse me, a team that's 3.5 hours away, you know, I remember in high school, I thought Belfield was a long ways to go, right?
Yeah.
And even Bowman, I mean, it's like, we got to go to Bowman tonight.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking, we're going to Ashley, we're going to Linton. But there was a little bit of restructuring there. We are now Region 7.
Okay.
We're going to be playing a lot of the same teams, but our specific conference was drop down, and we only play 8 games. Well, we played 8, then last year they went to 9, now we're back down to 8.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, I still miss that rivalry between us and the Cowboys 24 miles away.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about a great gate night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's one of those that you're not 3 hours on a bus, but unfortunately, the state comes in and says, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Yep, they make those decisions.
The other thing that I'm really glad about is we're doing a winter athletic banquet. Instead of each individual sport trying to get together and putting a banquet together, I think it's this Sunday, Mr. Siemens, is that right?
I believe so. Yeah. That's with the fall sports.
In Scranton. Yep. Yeah, the fall, and then the other winter, will be in Hettinger later. I know that the Booster Club, and especially I know Mrs. Kennedy's been an integral part in this, setting that up, and I like it because now you can talk about volleyball and football and cross country all together, and then later on it'll be basketball, wrestling, track, baseball, all of those.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, and I think that's important because back in the day we would do that in the 80s. We'd get in the gym and we would have a speaker come and we would have everybody together and give out all the awards. So
absolutely.
This is kind of splitting it up. A home here for us over in Scranton. They'll be doing one of them as well. So both areas get to put that on. So I was impressed
about
that.
Hard work.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So it sounds like that's kind of everything for the athletic director's report. Moving on to the student council report and committee reports.
You bet. So student council, this was one of the times where not every month does the student council give a report. They're going to do that on a quarterly basis. So this was the month that they had something for the board. So the student council, it's just something to mention. They are doing that food fundraiser, non-perishable items. That ends next Tuesday. I know Monday, this coming Monday, we play Lemon in the elementary, and we're going to use that as a way to get in rather than paying. You can bring a couple cans of food and that kind of stuff. They have a goal. They're trying to reach 1,500 pounds. And then if they reach that, there's some caveats. There's some things that they can get that may impact maybe semester tests, things of that nature. And then the other thing is of course, during the Wake Up Santa Parade, they're going to – every year they do the selling of the wreaths. It's something that's been going on for decades. Mm-hmm. So rather than doing a pre-sale, what the student council decided to do is they ordered a bunch of these wreaths. So the night of the Wake Up Santa Parade, they'll be down Centennial Square area, and they're going to be selling them there, and you pay and you get your wreath right there. You're not going to have to wait. So that'll help kind of make that a little more festivity going on down at the Wake
and
Up
also
Santa
very
Parade.
Streamlined, really black yeah. and white, very simple.
Totally. So again, those of you that usually get your wreaths, mm-hmm. you know, again, you can call and let Mrs. Henderson know that you want, you know, XYZ.
Yep.
But ultimately they're looking to sell those down there live in person during the Wake Up Santa Parade. So
gotcha.
And then you can pick them up that night and then hang them and rock and roll and get ready for
That's awesome.
For Christmas. So
that's awesome. And anything for committee reports?
No, there were no committees that met this last month. So.
Okay. Awesome. And I'm looking underneath the unfinished business. There's nothing underneath there on our list here. And then the last thing that's really on here is just the superintendent evaluation. And that's it.
Yep. So as superintendent, I get evaluated twice a year by the board. So okay. They went through my evaluation last night. It was satisfactory on the four different levels that a person gets evaluated on. So we okay. went through that and signed off. I sign off on it, and the board president, Mr. Kinsfodder, signs off on it, and on we go.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, very much for coming in and talking about our school board meeting that just happened here on the 15th and kind of summarizing all that and then sitting down giving us your guys' time.
You bet. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Joel. As always, we're appreciative of everything you do for the school, the HPS Thanks. Upload. I hear many compliments from everywhere we go.
Thank you.
Grandparents or whoever, they get to listen to the game, they get to watch the game, and they love that the kids can give their different there are different viewpoints.
They're different takes.
Not yeah, sure yeah. what happened there, but somebody scored a touchdown. You know, so again, everything you do, this is top notch.
Well, thank you.
And you've set the bar pretty high for other schools.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm happy that I can have an opportunity to take my skill set and abilities and interests and provide for not only a small group of people, but actually a large group of people, and hopefully help strengthen our community a little bit.
So, you bet.
All right. So thanks for tuning in to this episode of Hawk Talk. You can listen to Hawk Talk wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or YouTube. So you have a great rest of your day.